This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
They want you to sweat, the leftists do, in the time of the Chinese Wuhan. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. Yeah, what do I love? I love the fact that Donald Trump's the president, that you and I, we put him there. He is in command. I will explain that to you today. That's right. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Don't sweat the jobless numbers, people. Those numbers are great. Don't misunderstand me. I don't like people being out of work. But I want you to remember where we came from whence we came. And I'm going to give you some numbers that show you that this is a ruse. This is a game being played by the Democrats, but it's a game that they are losing. And you will love it, love it, love it today when I'm through with this show. Oh, man, we got to get more musical. We used to play a lot of music that I happen to like. And then, you know, when he goes to podcast, these people would go, well, we can't play your show because you don't have, you know, the ASCAP rights to the music. I'm just letting you guys know why there's not more music, because I'm a musical person. Love it. Cook the music. A lot of things. Anyway, and I'm kind of trapped in the 80s for those of you who don't realize it. I'm old, so I like singer-songwriters. Not that this has anything to do with what we're going to talk about today, but I do have a musical beat that's going through my mind as I'm doing the show. Can you tell it? My producers are going, we can tell. Oh, yeah. Because you get a little dip in your... You know, I'm just thinking about how much I love what I'm going to be telling you today. You are going to be riveted. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. See, most of the people are going to go back to work pretty fast. And Donald Trump's going to have 37 million people unemployed, and it's going to drop like a nuclear bomb on the Democrats. Look at the stats. Look at the polls. Don't worry about it. Are you worried? People getting checks, getting their money back. Joy Reid tweeted this. Donald Trump's going to put his name on a check, but it's your money. And everybody went, whoa, a leftist finally gets it. It's not the government's money. It's your money. If you put money into the system and you're getting it back, I don't feel bad for you. I had a buddy of mine call me, Kev, I feel bad, man, being part of this thing. I don't really need the money. You don't want to get your money back? Then have the government send it to me. I'll take it. I've been carrying freeloaders my whole life. I'll take it. See, Americans are on to the Democrats. They figured it out. Okay, Democrats, you want to give me back my money, I'll take it. You want to pretend that there's some kind of pandemic going, I'm going to give you the numbers, people. Stay with me. Stay with me. If you like church, you're about to get some church. For you white people, that's church. Yeah, it's church. About to get you some religion. Glad you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Hey, did you get your stimulus check? I'm just curious. Did you get it? I haven't gotten mine. You have to be right. You have to be right with God in order to get your stimulus check. You got to have all your taxes done. You can't owe money. You can't, you know, there's all kinds of stipulations, but get your money. Now, here's what the Democrats are already saying. Here's what they're putting out as propaganda. I don't know if it's true. It probably is. It's still an inefficient government. They're saying the government's giving out checks to dead people. Yeah, hey, guess what? The government lets dead people vote. You do. You don't want to clean out the dead people rolls. Government sending money to dead folks. Yeah, I'm shocked. And it's Donald Trump's fault, because we know the government has never sent money to dead folks before, right? Don't try to fool me. I'm too smart for you, Democrats. I'm too smart for you, and I'm musical day. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah. Hey, by the way, you're getting your stimulus checks in California. They are giving stimulus checks to illegals, to those who are in this country, who have skipped over the border, the people who very well could have brought and be carriers of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. They are getting checks in California. Millions of your tax dollars going to them. I would be mad if I was a Californian. But there are no Republicans in California because all they do is change your voter registration and they mark you down as a Democrat anyway. So what does it matter? Big things are happening, though, in the Chinese Wuhan battle. You know what it is? Big things starting to happen. Big things happen. You want to know? Let me tell you what's happening. The Chinese are losing the PR battle. They're losing the PR battle. Think about how they won some of the PR battle. Because what did we call this thing at first? We called it the Chinese coronavirus. Then it was the Chinese virus, the Chinese Wuhan virus. And somebody said, hey, it's racist to call a virus that originates in China a Chinese Wuhan virus, a Chinese coronavirus. Just like it was racist to call Ebola, even though it was from that region of Africa, Hanta, based on the river, and whatever else, the Spanish flu and all that. None of that was racist, but in the time of Donald Trump, to call a virus that originated in the Wuhan province of China, that's where my brain was going for those of you who wonder why I had a brain fart. Don't say fart unless you put something on your butt because you can spread coronavirus, Kevin. Anyway. The Chinese Wuhan virus, they want you to believe, is Donald Trump's fault. Now, whether it originated from a bat in a wet market or it escaped from a lab, they want you to believe, America, that this Chinese Wuhan virus is not the fault of the Chinese. No, it is the fault of the orange man. The man that they never wanted to get elected in the first place, Donald Trump. So we'll blame Donald Trump. And you know what, America? You said, screw that. I don't believe you. It had Chinese on it. You took it off. It was made in China. And you're going to live it. And that's why Donald Trump's polls are unaffected. Even though I hear the number. I don't know if the number is right or wrong. You never know with the government. 37 million people are now unemployed. They pretend that these are the, quote, non-essential folks. The people that, they're not needed. What, they're non-essential? How do they have jobs? Non-essential jobs. Even school teachers, but two teachers are getting paid. Oh, yeah, there are jobs that are non-essential, but because of the unions, they are getting paid. You are teaching your own children, and guess what? Union people are getting paid while you do the work. I just want you to think about some of this stuff a little bit. Anyway, back to the Chinese. The Chinese are losing the propaganda war, because Donald Trump is now saying, we think that this originated from a lab in China, from one of your weapons labs. And the Chinese are going, no, this is not the case. We did blah, blah, blah. That was bad Chinese, but you know what I'm talking about? They're losing a propaganda battle. We come back, I'm going to talk to you about things I predict.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm calling this segment, I Predicted It, because I predicted it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I predicted people would get fatter during quarantine. I said it on this program. I said, how can you be under quarantine and with a dreaded virus, a pandemic, and people be getting fatter? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I'm going to tell you right now, I picked up 3 pounds in the time of the quarantine. I told you. Are you gaining weight? My producers look fatter than ever. You boys are eating better than, y'all are eating better now than before. Seriously, eating better, getting fatter. In a pandemic, in during the bubonic plague, do you think people were getting fatter? I'm just asking. Yeah, I saw a story about this. How sick can a country be when you suffer a pandemic and your people are getting fatter? Eating ho-hos and Twinkies and other junk food. Let me tell you something. More people are going to die of heart attacks because of inactivity related to the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus, then are going to die from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. How many people do you think had heart attacks? Look, New York, 3,700 people. in a day died at their homes. They adjusted the death rate. They died in their homes. And New York went, well, we're going to credit this to the Chinese Wuhan virus. And not to the, and them sitting around, fat people sitting around eating ho-hos and Oreo cookies and dipping them in chocolate milk and stuff. Inactive because they can't go to the gym. Not that they were going to go anyway, because there's a bunch of people that are going to die regardless. They're going to die every day. Sitting around doing nothing, walking through the park, taking a jog, changing a baby's diaper, watching TV, going to use the bathroom. You know how many accidents have occurred this year? Don't get me started. More accidents. People have died from accidents. There have been more accident deaths in the beginning of this year, year to date, than there have been Chinese Wuhan deaths. But the New York isn't going to tell you that. The health department isn't going to tell you that. Dude fell off a ladder. Old girl slipped while cooking. No, they're not going to tell you that. Lots of fallout from the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. And hey, by the way, I know you're eating junk food. You're not eating vegan crap. I've been to the grocery store. I feel like Martin. I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the vegan food. It's there. Free at last. Free at last. Free that food. That food is a, they might as well give that food away. Grocery stores can't sell that vegan crap. If you were eating healthy, you wouldn't be dying of heart attacks and dying in your homes. And then Governor de Blasio of New York talking about, we're just going to add to the Wuhan list of deaths because we don't really know how they died. Yeah, you do. They didn't test positive. We're going to do autopsy. What you going to do? You're going to go and, oh, yeah, we're going to test everybody. If you're dead, you're dead. And ask family. Oh, that was Grandpa. He was 93. He did nothing but eat pork rinds his whole life. What kind of game are you playing? What about divorces? There's some fallout, people. There's some fallout of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Don't get me started, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. What of divorces? Leftist men finally getting to see that their wives are as ugly on the outside as they are on the inside. Can I get a hallelujah? They're as ugly on the outside as they are on the inside. And men are waking up going, you know what? She is, I don't know what I saw in that chick. Forget the fact that she can't get her nails done, her hair done, her pedicure, and her fake eyelashes put on, get her boobs adjusted and that fake butt adjust. Whatever they do, I don't know what they do. I can only speculate. Have a woman that's just natural. But the point is that these people are finally waking up. They figured out, you know what? I don't even like you. I don't like you. I don't love you, love you, love you either. Yeah, they don't like the person that we... Look, this is BR. Look, we're keeping it real today. We're keeping it real. Why? Because, hey, end of the week. Why not keep it real? I mean, we keep it real every day, but we get it. We even get more real on Friday. We should call it More Real Friday. Whatever day. You might be listening to this show on the weekend. I don't know. Whatever your state... Whenever your station decides to air my program, I don't care. But I know this. I'm telling you truth. Truth with an F, which means it's real truth. Not truth. This is truth radio. TROOF. So these divorces, these people are sick of each other. They don't like their kids. They don't like each other. They don't even like their so-called, here I'm using my finger quotes, friends. They don't like anybody. I'm talking about these leftists. You could be by yourself on an island and you wouldn't even need a Wilson. You would just be cool with it. Yeah, I mean, I don't misunderstand me. You miss people, but you're good. You're good with yourself. See, that's the first thing. You got to love self. What these people are figuring out, they don't like each other because you know what they don't like? They don't like the way this government that they voted for in New York, in Chicago, in Cleveland, in all these places is treating them in Michigan. They don't like it. They're like, when did I become a baby? Why can't I go to do this? Why can't I do that or this? Why is this closed? I don't understand why I can't surf at the beach, but I can get on a subway. I don't understand that. I don't understand why I can go to a grocery store, and even if they let us in by numbers, and we can pass right by each other, but I can't go for a jog, or I get dragged off of this, or why do I have to wear a mask? What if I can't afford a mask? They're starting to ask themselves a lot of questions about this leftism. People just taking over. Lots of fallout, folks. The generation of babies being born during this time, I'm going to tell you what, I call them Wuhanians. Wuhanians. And I told you, you don't need to worry about what's going to happen. What's the fallout? People out, Kevin, what's the fallout, brother? Let me just help you. Donald Trump's numbers are going to rise through all of this. Democrats are losing the PR battle. Big time. Big time. Not little time. Big time. Just to show you, I said this earlier in the broadcast, but I'm going to tell you just how stupid Democrats are. I want you to understand that a virus that was originally called the China virus, undoubtedly originated in China, is now being said to be Donald Trump's fault. They want you to believe that kind of a lie. And it backfired, and the polls prove it. I don't even need to tell you. The polls prove it. 500,000 people have recovered from the dreaded Wuhan virus. And those numbers go up every minute. While I said it, more people have recovered. I'm talking about just recovering big time. Big time. New York City padding its death rate from the dreaded Wuhan. Why? Because they think it's going to make the president look bad. Scaring people. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you want to scare people into believing that something is more deadly than it is? Somebody please explain this to me. You're the mayor of a big city. Why would Governor Cuomo, you know, allow de Blasio to do this? You got 7,000 people that have died in your city. You're telling people that hospitals are going to be flooded, and they're not. And they're bragging about the number of body bags that get trucked out every day. We got to take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he's exasperated over Congress's failure to provide more money to the popular Paycheck Protection Program.
I don't know why the Congress isn't getting going and just replenishing this $250 billion. And we flagged it ahead of time because the program has been a terrific success.
The small business loan program ran out of stimulus package funds on Thursday. Democrats do want to pass the measure, but are wanting more money for hospitals, state and local, and want to earmark funds for small businesses in rural and minority areas. Governors across the United States are meeting to discuss President Trump's plan that allows them to develop their own timetables based on the severity of the coronavirus outbreak in their state or region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Governors bragging on the number of people that are in body bags out of their hospital. This is when you know something's up. Dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus hits your city, and instead of giving people a sense of encouragement and making them feel like, look, guys, we've dealt with this before. We've had these types of things before. The flu season, etc. You should see the number of trucks we have to take out the bodies. You better be careful up in here. No, don't worry about your livelihood. Don't worry about work. Go get some toilet paper. Go run on the stores. And don't buy vegan food, though. That stuff will kill you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about your lack of rights. Lack of rights because of governors. And I'm going to give you some statistics that will blow your mind. You'll say to yourself, how in the heck did we get here? Because I'm going to give you the statistics of one versus the other, president versus president, and a host of other things. And you decide for yourself. I'm not here to tell you how to think. The Kevin Jackson Show does not do that. I, Kevin Jackson, the proprietor of this here juke joint, is not going to try to tell. Look, if you want to be stupid, it's okay with me. It's okay. I will love you the same. I got stupid family. Stupid. Democrats, stupid. Doesn't matter what kind of logic and reason you bring to them, they remain stupid. You know what stupidity is? Stupidity is when you just refuse to learn. My youngest son, you know, I got to teach him. He's home. So we're going over calculus. Oh, I know he's a youngster. He's seventh grade. So what? It's easy to learn. He's taking algebra, trigonometry, all the bases of calculus. So we're going over polynomials and things like this. And I give him seven questions. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, these are questions that seniors couldn't take in high school. But I give him these questions, and he's almost crying. Like, I can't do these questions. And I say, okay, well, walk me through your mindset as you see this question. So he answers the first three easy, because they were just easy algebra questions, you know, common denominator, blah, blah, blah. But as soon as you get X's and Y's and Z's and A's and B's, and why do they have to have alphabet in math problems? I don't understand. So he's upset. I said, it's easy, man. I said, it doesn't matter if it's A's and B's or whatever. X, Y, Z, you still got to do what? You got to get a common denominator, right? So I take him through I give him four more questions. And I'll tell you, these four questions are, I would venture to tell you 95% of the people listening to this program couldn't answer these questions. So I walk him through them. I say, here's what you're looking at here. Here's why this is simple. Here's why it doesn't have to be that difficult. I said, now, I want you to take all seven questions and rework all of them. So he does. He works the first three easy because they were the ones he knows cold. He gets to the ones that have letters in it, and he comes down, and he's almost in tears again. I said, okay, walk me through it. So he walks me through it, and he I don't even know how to start. And I go, you don't remember what I said 10 minutes ago? So we walk through it again. And you can see he's getting a little sense of ease, right? So he goes off again. He gets a question number six. Can't answer that. Comes back down. I show it to him. Answer number seven, same thing. And I said, go rework them again. And he's like, what? I said, go do exactly the same thing. I want you to work every question. So he does. He works them again. And he gets to six on his own. And he's more at ease. And number seven, he couldn't figure out. I helped him figure out. Now, here's the point of all of this. It got easier. And as it got easier, I asked him a very simple question. I said, how does it feel now? You know, he goes, well, better. I said, yeah. It's just like your stupid video games when you got to figure out how to get to a new room or a new toy or a new battle axe. And you finally figure it out and you remember it. You put it in your memory bank. I said, do you remember when you figure out how to do something in a game? Do you forget it or do you have to use it again? He goes, you have to use it again. I go, do you remember it? He goes, yeah. I said, it's the same thing with math. Well, I'm telling you, it's the same thing with everything that we're doing here. You have to know it. You got to know it cold. You got to remember it. You got to use it. And that's what we've allowed these people to not do. We've allowed them to just, we've learned something for the moment. And then it's over. You're learning a lot of things in this moment, right now. Now, you better remember. You better remember that these guys curtailed your rights as a citizen of the United States. And most, you know why most people don't care? They never learn their rights. And even as you teach them, and you go, hey, how can somebody suspend your rights under the Bill of Rights? How can they suspend that? How can they tell you not to meet, not to assemble, not to go to church? Think about the level of keeping you separated from things. How do you think we got together and decided we were going to go fight the British? We got together. If they had said, you can't assemble, why do we have freedom of assembly? Why? Governors don't know it today. Here's Tucker Carlson interviewing a guy about that very subject.
So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this. We went to all, first of all, we looked at the data and the science, and it says people have to stay away from each other. That's the best thing we could do to break the back of the curve of this virus that leads to lower hospitalizations and ultimately fatalities.
And I'm not contesting that, though. I think I do think there's a debate. This is a rolling conversation because we're learning new things every day, and nothing is settled at this point.
Understood.
But I do want, Since you are an elected official, a leader in the government, an executive, how do you have the authority to order something that so clearly contravenes the Bill of Rights of the United States, the U.S. Constitution? Where do you get the authority to do that?
Well, here's the thing. We know we need to stay away from each other, number one. Number two, we do have broad authority within the state. And number three, we would never do that without coordinating, discussing, and hashing it out with the leaders, the variety of the leaders of the faiths in New Jersey. We are among, if not the most diverse state in America.
I'm sure that you talk to every rabbi and priest, but there's a deeper question here, and I'm just going to ask you one last time because I think it's important. I'm sure you've thought about this. You can't just, as the governor of a state, tell people who they can talk to, when and where, because the Constitution of the United States, upon which all of this is based, prohibits you from doing that. So you clearly decided that you could do it. Did you consult an attorney about this? Because this is a legal question as well as a medical one, isn't it?
I don't go to the men's room without consulting an attorney, so I guarantee you we did that. But I'll give you an example that was not related to the synagogue. I called up Cardinal Tobin, Cardinal Joe Tobin in Newark. There are five or six archdioceses in New Jersey. It was coming up to Easter and Holy Week in particular. And I said, listen, I'm really concerned about drive-through Holy Communion because we had heard some stories about priests who unwittingly had the virus and unwittingly passed it on to parishioners. $1,000. And he said, we're not doing that. I promise you, and I'll confirm that with my fellow bishops.
All right, I want to stop there because there's so much to discuss. There's so much to dissect. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So Tucker Carlson asks, by what authority do you do that? And the guy says this, it's above my pay grade. He says, we weren't looking at the Bill of Rights. I want you to understand, this is a Democrat governor of New Jersey who said, I don't even care what your rights are. Didn't consult the Constitution. Didn't consult the legality of it, even though he later says, I don't go to the bathroom without consulting with attorneys. Well, attorneys in your state apparently don't understand your rights, the people's rights as citizens of the United States. They can say, screw you. Well, we had broad authority. Yeah, he says, well, of course, they looked at the science. Remember the same science, by the way, that told you global warming's going to occur, that we're all going to be dead in less than a decade? That is the same science that leftists have been using for years to tell you about global cooling, global warming. The sea levels are going to rise to where all the coastal cities will be gone, and on and on and on. That science. That's the science he's referring to. He says, but we know we need to stay away from each other. Because that's the science. And he's got broad authority. And oh, lastly, we hashed it out with leaders in New Jersey. So a handful of people decided what your fate was going to be. A handful of supposedly people elected to represent you came up with the idea that this is the way we've got to do it. And so they're arresting people, giving people tickets because they want to go through drive-by church. So he's consulted attorneys. But then he did something better, and I love this part where he says, yeah, I called one cardinal. He says, and that guy, I wanted to see what he thought about it during Easter and Holy Week. Because, you know, Democrats are real concerned about your rights, your religious rights. And he says, they were doing drive-by communion, and I heard that there was a priest who gave the virus to parishioners. Because he heard this. So, you know what? It must be true. And it must be happening all over the place. So because of that, I said, let's shut down all the churches and let's get rid of drive-by communion. Let's not go, you know what? Let's not do a full communion. Let's not make it where it's safer or whatever. We're getting rid of it, and we're going to give tickets to parishioners. And, oh, by the way, we're going to get your license plates. We'll be mailing you that ticket for violating
all. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
James Taylor has a song out called The First Day of May. First day of May, things are beginning. Birds are singing, hip hip hooray, if you like James Taylor. He's got that song out. And it may, the president saying that he's going to open the country by May the 1st, I thought, it made me think of the first day of May. Of spring, a new renaissance, you know, everything's starting to happen again. I love the concept of that. I think you may even do it by spring. Who knows? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Talking about the craziness of what's going on, the level of violation of you, your rights, Think of the Patriot Act and what and all the violations that the NSA did by listening on conversations and things like this. Essentially, the government's testing to see what you're willing to take. In Michigan, people are revolting. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. They said, we don't even care what you think, Whitmer. We're coming out. Did you see the pro-Trump stuff? This woman will not survive the next election. I don't know when they're going to vote for the governor again, but she's not going to win. It may be another Democrat, or hopefully Michigan wakes up, the Republicans there, the conservatives, all the Democrats who've now left that group of lying scumbags and come over to this side. We'll see what happens, but she's in big trouble. Talk about overreach. But I want to get into this. I want to talk about the president opening up the country by May the 1st. But I want to talk about why Democrats won't dare tell you that this country could have stayed open. We could have continued to rally around this amazing economy, but they won't allow for that. They're not going to discuss the recovery rate versus the death rate or the rate in which people get this dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus versus the death rate. But I'm going to give you some numbers because these numbers are very revealing. So just so we're clear, in all the world, there have been just over 2 million cases of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. And of those cases, at the time of our discussion right now, it's less than 150,000 deaths, but well over 600,000 people have recovered. So 2.1 million got it, roughly under 150,000 people died from it, and 600,000 people have recovered from it. Now, I looked up the swine flu. You know that one that pigs give you? Yep, H1N1, a.k.a. swine flu. And here are the numbers. In the United States, 60.8 million people got it. Now, I want to say this again. The dreaded Wuhan has right now just over 2 million people that got it worldwide. In the United States, 60 million people, almost 61 million people got this. 274,000 people were hospitalized. They won't even give us those numbers. I looked for them with respect to the Chinese Wuhan because it was supposed to be a run on all the hospitals. They don't give you the number. You want to know why I think they don't give you the number? Because they don't want you to know how little it is. But anyway, 274,000 people. Now, I've seen that number as high as 300,000. 12,469 deaths accredited to the bird flu H1N1. Fauci says he believes that number's closer to 30,000, okay? Now, I want to go back. 2.1 million cases of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan across the world, under 150,000 deaths, and over 600,000 people have recovered. In comparison, in the United States, 60 million people got this dreaded H1N1 swine flu. 274,000 plus people were put in the hospitals, and over 12,000 died, and that number, they believe, was grossly underestimated. Now, worldwide, estimates were that 700 million to 1.4 billion got the dreaded H1N1 swine flu. Did you hear what I said? 700 million to 1.4 billion. So if we just looked at it and said, well, what do we think it was? You know, just as an average, a billion people got that disease. There have been 2 million cases, 2 million of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan. Now, I just want you to let those numbers sink in. 2 million versus a billion. 150,000 deaths total from this Chinese Wuhan, which, by the way, people believe is a statistic that's not really real. They think it's less than that. They think it's less than 150,000. They think it's something, but who knows? Because they're crediting everything now with killing, you know, with this death rate. But going back to the death rate, the worldwide death rate from swine flu, it was 284,000 deaths from swine flu. All right? Then the WHO, this is from the WHO, they say
that between 250,000 and 500,000 people die each year worldwide from, anybody want to take a guess? If you said seasonal flu, ring your bell. So we have stopped the American economy for 2.1 million cases worldwide of a disease that has killed less than 150,000 people as of this broadcast, where over 600,000 people are recovering. So the recovery rate to the death rate is astronomically higher, over 3-1, almost 4-1, all right? And I can compare it to another pandemic that has killed more people, infected more people, put more people in the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. And then, forget that pandemic, the regular flu, we know, this is from the WHO, kills 250 to 500,000 people somewhere in that range every year, and we shut down the American economy over this nonsense. You tell me it wasn't political? I call you a moron. So that's the reason why the president said, we're opening up. He says the U.S. is past the peak of this, and some states are going to open ahead of the May 1st deadline. And here's what he said. While we must remain vigilant, it is clear that our strategy is working, very strongly working. New cases are declining throughout the New York metropolitan area. Cases in Detroit, Metro Denver areas are flat. D.C., Baltimore, St. Louis showing progress. As new cases in New Orleans declining, data suggests that nationwide we've passed the peak on new cases. Well, let me tell you something. I was on a radio show, did an informal survey, and you know what? I don't think there was anybody that didn't say this. Everybody said it is well past time for us to be back to work, for us to be living our lives. This is ridiculous. And then the Democrats wonder why they can't get any traction, why this isn't going to work. President Trump went on, these developments have put us in a strong position to finalize guidelines for states opening the country, which we will be announcing the next day. And he did. So the president has said, look, we're going back to work. And let me tell you what the game is. The game now changes for the Democrats. The game now changes because the Democrats now have to make it appear as though when you all go back to work, every death that occurs from seasonal flu, heart attack, stroke, if you get hit by a bus, is going to be credited to the coronavirus, and they're going to try to tell you how many people died, yada, yada, yada. But let me tell you what's going to be going on while that's occurring. The unemployment rate is going to plunge, right? It's going to go from whatever the number is now, because 37 million people don't have jobs now. That's going to drop. Poof. Money's going to be coming in into these businesses. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go out and participate. You're going to go, I'm getting out. I'm tired of being locked up in the house. I'm getting out. And you're going to go show America that you're not afraid of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. And let me tell you what your president's going to be doing. He's going to be figuring out how to get our money back from China. That's what he's going to be figuring out. And then, as this race continues, this so-called race to the presidency, and we're going to talk about that here in the next hour, Joe Biden will be exposed. And everything that we've been waiting for to happen is going to happen, and it's going to all get compressed in the next 3 months or so. And the Democrats are going to get, if they think they got their butts kicked under Hillary Clinton with what happened on November the 8th of 2016, you ain't seen nothing yet. There will be no surprises. No surprises. Donald Trump and team are about to lay down the law. And he talked about it. This silent, what do you call it? The hidden evil or whatever is going to be sent into remission. It's going to be put on the run. As I said in another broadcast, he's not just talking about this stupid virus. He's talking about the evil that lurks in our society known as leftist Democrats who essentially want to panic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.